Morning, everybody. It's Tony Brockstrom here from RBC Dominion Securities. Today's date is Friday, May the 26th, 2017, and welcome to another edition of my weekly Fly on the Wall. What's new this week? I would say that, again, the markets continue to grind higher, the indexes continue to grind higher, but it's really led by just a handful of companies, the Alphabets, the Amazons, the Netflixes of the world. Beneath the surface of the index number, there are really many companies and spaces that are not acting that well and have actually been in corrective mode for most of this year and in some cases a lot longer. So when I talk to my heroes about what they're looking at, it's obviously to them not the names that have led the market being pushed up by participation of ETF buying. It's actually things that have done nothing or even worse, gone down quite a bit the last number of years that are now trying to catch a bid that have low price earnings multiples, growing revenues, good dividends that can rise and clean balance sheets. So there are a number. I would say I have about 30 names right now that are on my watch list that are very, very soon going to be on my buy list because the price point to enter these names will have been met. I am nibbling away at, if you read my daily notes, as I'm sure most of you do, I'm very transparent about the names that I am starting to accumulate. So lately, in the last couple of months, for sure, Fairfax Financial down here is a name that I think is very defensive, and I think you can re-enter that stock for solid gains over the next number of years. As Brandon Snow once told me, when you see nickels on the pavement, you bend down and pick them up. So we're not afraid to take trading profits. And there are many companies that we've actually been in and out of two or three times in the last couple of years and will continue to just keep playing that kind of way of making money until the stock either breaks down or breaks to the upside. I'm still a big believer in a 1 to 2 or 3% GIC world. I think you stay with those dividend payers and those dividend growers. That's probably where 95% of my book is on the investment side if I'm not in cash, which has been elevated recently by taking some profits in some things that are a little expensive. I would say Brookfield Infrastructure, for the first time in many years, for example, is looking stretched, is looking a bit expensive. So we're taking some off the table there this week, and we're putting it, redeploying it into more of the Brookfield Asset Management, the parent, or the Brookfield Property Partners trading at a healthy discount to net asset value, or even some of the Brookfield Business Partners, which is the more aggressive private equity firm under the Brookfield umbrella. Other names that we continue to also accumulate are things like Athene, things like Enercare. I would love to buy names like Finning, Transforce, Uniselect, and Fluor a tad lower. An update on Athene. Some of us own Athene, which is the insurance company in the States. It's been a little soft recently. And I've been told the reason why is that the market was kind of hoping they would make an acquisition, but they were unsuccessful. Another company called Blackstone was willing to pay a lot more. So no change in the thesis on Athene. That management team there just refuses to overpay for assets. And it's ironic that the source that told me about Athene thinks the same way about everything that they do as well. There's a price for everything, and if you can't negotiate on value, if there's not much value in the market, you have to negotiate price. So for me, when I accumulate things, it's got to be the right name at the right time at the right price for the right client. I'm quite content to be in cash if I can't find anything to buy at a reasonable price. And along with that price, there has to be a reason for that price to improve. So I'm looking for catalysts to cause those share prices to go up over the next, say, 3 to 18 months. So I think we'll leave it at that for today. Again, I would urge all of you to read my daily scribble. I do spend about an hour every 24-hour period putting those 5 or 6 pages together for you. I hope you appreciate it. If there's anybody out there that you know that isn't getting the service and the experience that me and my team are trying to provide you, we'd love to hear from them. Thank you very much. We'll have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks.